Today, as we begin this conversation that is all about applied intuition, we want to start off by talking about what intuition actually is. Intuition, of course, is very simple, very straightforward. It is indeed actually how it is that you think. What is happening is you're constantly being served up from your personality, conscious mind perspective, with thoughts and ideas that are arising as you interact with your reality, as you think about who you are and what you are experiencing and what it means. Infinite intelligence serves up thought after thought after thought after thought after thought after thought. Now, we're going to speak of infinite intelligence as though it is a separate part or thing from you, when in fact it is you. It's the larger part of your consciousness that is, in fact, infinitely intelligent, that is infinitely connected to the source of your being, which is unconditional love. The dilemma that most of you are going to have, at least in today's conversation, or perhaps have already identified, is that you do tend to believe that there are things, thoughts, ideas, events, situations, and people who are separate and apart from you. And structurally speaking, in terms of you living your life, having a body, thinking the thoughts that you're thinking, that is in fact your reality. That is in fact what you have served up to yourself as a result of your focus. Now, without getting into a really deep metaphysics, although of course we're more than happy to at any time, but without doing so right here, right now, let us just say that while it does appear that all of these people, all of these situations, all of these thoughts, all of these things, all of these experiences are separate and apart from you, there's you here and then everything else over there. That's of course an illusion, and it's an illusion that is part and parcel of the physical reality that you're experiencing. We're not suggesting by calling it an illusion that it needs to be gotten rid of or that it is somehow or another not useful. It's very useful indeed. If you see a rainbow in the sky and you can see the difference between the different colors in the rainbow, the orange and the green and the yellow and the red and the blue, that's an illusion because light does not break across a spectrum. Light is unified and whole. It has no beginning and it has no end. It is all that is. But in your experience, that prism effect of looking at water and light together in that particular way gives you the illusion of a rainbow. And as you know, when you see it, it's a delicious thing indeed. But it's an illusion. It's simply an optical illusion. It's an illusion in physical terms, and it's an illusion in metaphysical terms. But it's a delicious thing indeed. When you take a piece of chocolate and you put it on your tongue and you feel the physical sensation of the flavor and the chemical reaction that happens in your mouth and perhaps in your stomach as you're anticipating, you know, the feeling of having this piece of chocolate. All of that, all of it, is an illusion, but it's a delicious illusion. And let us remind you, rainbows and chocolate, all of that, from one side of the spectrum all the way to the other, from the very, very wanted and liked to very much unwanted and disliked, all of this is your creation. All of this is happening by your choice. All of this is happening for you. So intuition is just simply how you're organizing and sorting out these various things. You have a temporary position that says that you are the body that you have with the name that you have and the personality you have. And it's very difficult for you to not think of yourself as being this person. And we're not suggesting that you need to try to do something different. In fact, if you really do want to experience yourself as the greater aspects of who you actually are, then the first thing you would do is embrace your body, embrace your personality, embrace the separation, which if you'll notice is what we're constantly suggesting. But to the topic here today of applied intuition, we really do recommend that you notice that all that is happening is thoughts are being served up to you from infinite intelligence which dwells within you. Not within you as in inside your body, but within you as in inside your mind. The thinker of the thoughts is you. You are the one who is calling them forth. You are the one who is bringing them to the table. You are the one who is sitting in the midst of all of these thoughts. And this series of conversations is going to be all about how you use what you're having already. It's not going to be about jumping through hoops. It's not going to be about meditating for long periods of time to get a quiet mind so that you can finally tell what is happening. That doesn't mean that's not a wonderful thing, but that's not what this series of conversations is about. What this series of conversations about is simply applying what you already have and using it now. So, to simplify everything, and again, we are very open to having any conversation you wish to have about the deeper metaphysics, but to simplify everything, our suggestion would be to just notice that your intuition is one of the ways in which you decide which thought you're going to give attention to. Because remember, where you put your attention and where you put your focus is how you're actually creating your reality. And the intention that you have behind the thoughts that you're thinking will always play itself out. So if it is that you decide that this is true and this is real, whatever it is that you're looking at, you'll get evidence that it's right. The more you put your attention there, the more you will be actually convinced of its clarity and its truth and its realness. This convincing doesn't happen because you need to be convinced. It happens because that's just simply how thoughts work. You put your attention on them and they begin to resonate because you, aligned with yourself, are putting your aligned attention onto a particular thought, and that thought begins to resonate to you. And so it amplifies itself to you. It's essentially being charged by you to amplify itself, to become more of itself, and to take on the different shapes, shades, contours, and curves that it will have, because you are the thinker who brings to the table the context, the contour, the curve, the shape, the form of the thought. You're the one who says how it's going to be. And that's all based upon the fullness of who you are and all of the thoughts that you have currently in motion around that topic. So again, let's simplify it to just a very simple binary notion. Thoughts that feel better are thoughts that are helpful. Thoughts that feel worse are also thoughts that feel helpful, but they're of a different nature. So a green light would mean, for example, this is a thought that feels better. Take this thought and run with it. Take this thought and enjoy it, or take this thought and think it and move on to the next one. A thought that feels worse would be a red light, which would mean stop, make a new decision. Turn around, turn left, turn right, but stop. Don't go down this road. This isn't helpful. This is an opportunity to change your mind. All of you, without exception, have trained yourselves vastly. And of course, the training is beginning to fray and it's beginning to dissolve a bit. But all of you have trained yourselves basically to overcome the red light thoughts, to deal with them, to tolerate them, to make them different, to push against them, to try to resolve them, to try to fix them, to try to figure out what they mean, to try to fix yourself because you have the thought. And here in applied intuition, it's never necessary. It's a tremendous sort of tangent. And of course, there's a helpfulness to that tangent that will become apparent if you go down that road. Because that's the other thing, is that infinite intelligence is constantly shifting, constantly readjusting everything perfectly, wherever you go, whatever you do. So if you want to go the long way around and spend a lot of time on a subject that you know you don't like, you could certainly engage with those red light thoughts by essentially pushing against them and trying to make them go away, trying to figure out what they mean, trying to fix yourself because you have them, or whatever it is. Or you could just see them as what they are, an invitation to make another decision. An invitation, in other words, to find a green light somewhere else. If that particular avenue has a red light, then turn to where the green light is. You know, if you were actually driving and you followed this particular principle and you only ever followed the green lights, at first it would seem really weird, because it would feel like maybe even you're just going to turn in circles and you don't really quite know where it's going to lead you. And it doesn't seem like it's a straight line way to get anywhere, because, you know, you're here at this intersection and you want to be over on the other side of town. And that means go down this road for 2 miles, make a right, go down that road, make a left, go down that road, and you're there. So while not a straight line, it's at least a linear approach. But if you actually did intend that you were going to get from where you are to where you want to go, and you were going to do it with all green lights, that would happen. It would happen for you. But there's another part of this. The red lights do serve a purpose. They get you to stop and think, to change your mind, to do something a little bit different, to do something a little bit better, to do something, to think something, to say something that's more in alignment with who you are and less about the you that is going to get it done and make it happen. So when we say this, we're not saying you need to only have green lights because that's an indication that you're doing the right thing, and that having a red light means something vastly different. Not at all. A red light just means stop and make a new decision. A green light means take this thought and use it, or not, or go find another one that feels even better than that. It doesn't really matter. This isn't a difficult and arduous process. It's actually quite simple. Thoughts that feel better, feel better. Thoughts that feel worse, don't. Thoughts that feel worse, feel worse. And it's better to feel better, just simply to feel better. And that really is the rub for almost all of you. That right there, in our experience, changing, yes, evolving, yes, but very much the case, that what happens is you get to a red light and you think you're supposed to overcome it, push it away, deal with it. But it's just there to help you make up your mind for what it is that you actually want. It's just there to help you further intend to have what it is that you like. We could go into several different examples about how you're doing that already in other parts of your life where you might not think it's such a big deal. And you use the red light, green light sort of way of looking at things much, much, much to your benefit. And you don't really consider encountering a red light to be some sort of sin or to be a thing to be fixed or overcome. And the number one example that we give is deciding what to cook or what to eat, looking at a menu. And just because there are things on the menu that you don't like doesn't mean you have to burn down the restaurant. Just because there are things on the menu that you don't like, all it means is that you have opportunities to actually eat what it is that you want to eat. And it's that simple. And the way you decide is you look at it and say, no, not the scallops. No, not the shrimp. No, not the potatoes. Yes, I want the salad. This is what feels better. And it really is just like that. It's that simple. So our invitation to you from this conversation here today is to take this applied intuition and to use it to your benefit, to use it to your benefit immediately, and to go out and try it on and see what happens. Use it in as many opportunities that you have that will be presented to you, which will be constant, by the way. Use it as often and as much as it occurs to you to do so. Let infinite intelligence serve up those opportunities and make it clear this is that thing that you can have, for it will. And it will be amazing, just like that.